JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, district constables to be reassigned to their communities. And later, a look at today's female trailblazer. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The Police High Command has announced the planned reassignment of District Constables, DCs, from police stations back into their communities. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland recently, Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams explained that the function of these officers is primarily to support the other policemen and women at the community level. He says that the DCs, also called the rural police, were removed from their districts because the police force had a manpower shortage at the stations. However, the commissioner says the shortage is being addressed to allow the DCs to remain in their communities.
The district constables were recruited to be in the district, to be the liaison between the community and the police at the station, because the district constable is the original community police officer. He knows everyone in the community. He can intervene in the dispute much better than the police officers at the station can.
The commissioner says the process of reintegration will be gradual, as the restaffing will take some time. He says Westmoreland will be given priority attention once the next batch of police officers complete their training, as this will address the human resource shortage in the parish. In 2007, Cabinet granted approval for new roles and conditions of work for district constables. DCs normally reside in the community that forms part of their area of responsibility. There are about 1,325 district constables across the island. Outcome number 5 of the National Development Plan aims to restore a sense of security and safety in our society by reducing the level of crime and violence, as well as civil disturbances in some communities. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who've helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was Jamaica's first female record producer. She produced hits for several artists such as Ken Booth, Alton Ellis, and Toots and the Maytals at her Tip Top Studios from the mid-1960s. Find out the name of today's trailblazer when we return.
My business is growing thanks to the Ministry of Finance's electronic government procurement system. It's now much easier to do business with the government. The system is faster, more efficient, plus you can access online assistance. It also sends notifications for opportunities or tenders. What are you waiting for? Register now at gojep.gov.jm. Send an email to info@gojep.gov.jm or call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 922-8600.
Today's female trailblazer is Sonia Pottinger. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries wishes to advise the public that the annual closed season for spiny lobsters begins on April 1 and ends on June 30. This means it will be illegal for anyone to have any species of spiny lobsters or spiny lobster parts or products in their possession without special permission. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.